You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. You join us ahead of the fourth ODI between England and New Zealand from Trent Bridge on Wednesday. After victory in Southampton, New Zealand now lead the series 2-1, and we'll take a look ahead to some of the betting. Sam Norris here on the podcast with you, and joining me on the line, as ever, is former pro Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. After the disappointment of a three-wicket defeat in Southampton, Anthony, it's very much advantage New Zealand.
It is, yeah. We've talked in the previous podcast just how exciting the series has been. I think, again, we'd have probably seen a closer game if England didn't have that late-order collapse. You know, they had another five overs and to bat if they hadn't lost all the wickets. So, you know, potentially they could have got another 50 or 60, which would have made it a really interesting game. But I think that just shows a little bit of inexperience with the new players England have picked. And New Zealand, who, you know, got to the World Cup final, predicted by many to win this series, just find themselves in front at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You touched on there, what an exciting series it's been. It's been really good for limited over cricket in general, because it doesn't always get the sort of plaudits that Test cricket and 2020 do.
No, I think out of the three forms, it's the one that's fallen behind. And it's had a little bit of a resurgence, especially after the World Cup, which was probably the most exciting we've seen for a long time anyway. And then the way England have come out and played, we now New Zealand play, I think it's been a breath of fresh air. The crowds, they've been full houses, full of runs, lots of entertainment, and it's exactly what the 50-over competition needed.
Certainly is, yeah. And not only has it been exciting, it's also been record-breaking. We saw a few more records tumble, didn't we, at Southampton?
Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, 400s have been scored and centuries have scored left, right and centre. It's not going to be long before we see a 450, maybe a 500, which will be just, you know, unthinkable a few years ago. So I still think the last two one days is still going to be plenty of runs. I predicted a lot of runs at the start of this series, and I just think, as I've mentioned before, because both teams are both batting heavy, that's a strong suit, the batting rather than the bowling. I think the bat will dominate the ball again in the next two as well.
Okay, fair enough. We hope for a lot more runs then. We'll just take a quick look at the series betting markets. England 7-2 now for the series after that defeat. 1-5 New Zealand. But we've also got a series correct score market. England to win 3-2 is obviously priced up at 7-2. New Zealand to win the series 3-2, even money. And New Zealand to win 4-1 is 13-8. Of the three potential outcomes, Anthony, which one do you think it'll end up being?
3-2. I'm sticking with 3-2. I think I mentioned that at the start. I think England have certainly got another win in them, but I think New Zealand will just pip them. So, 3-2 for me.
Okay, then. With regard to the fourth one-day international then from Trent Bridge, we'll take a look at the betting for that now. It's 6-5 for England, 4-6 about New Zealand. I think I'm right in thinking they're the same pre-match prices as they were for Southampton. They've got to win one of these last two ODIs to land that 3-2 correct scoreline. Will it be this one?
No, I'm going to stick with New Zealand. I think England have been hampered a little bit with the Plunkett's injury. Obviously, Jordan, who went for plenty of runs at the Oval, he's out as well. So it's left Willie, who did well on his debut, and Wood as well. I think New Zealand will win this one at Trent Bridge. 4-6, I think they are to win this game. And I think they'll just, again, edge England out in a high-scoring game.
OK, fair enough. We'll take a look at the player markets then, as we always do on the Cricket Podcast. We'll start with the top English batsmen. Joe Root, 130 here. Alex Hale, 7-2. Owen Morgan, 4-1. Jason Roy, 9-2. It's fives bar those. Who did you like in this one?
I think the obvious two, the two in form, are Root and Morgan. I think the captain's played really well, and we know how well Joe Root has played for the last year or so. I'm going to pick Alex Hales. I talked him up before the series. He's not quite got the big score yet, but I do think he's on the brink of a big score. He's at his home ground, obviously, on Wednesday as well. He's hit 23, 54 and 20 already in the series. So he has got starts. He just hasn't gone on. So I think Alex Hale can put in a big performance at his home ground.
OK, Alex Hale's then 7-2 for the top English batsman. Top New Zealand batsman next then. Kane Williamson is 3-1. Brendan McCullum, 7-2. Martin Guptill, 7-2. Ross Taylor, 4-1. You mentioned a couple of those there. Williamson and Taylor were very much the men who did the damage in the last one-day international. More of the same?
Yeah, I think so. Both of them in absolutely fantastic form. Both got runs at the Oval as well. Kane Williamson, I mean, he really is fantastic in every form of the game. McCullum surely must be due at some point, but I can't look any further than Kane Williamson. I think he just edges out Ross Taylor for me, so I'm going to stick with a man in form and go for Kane Williamson.
OK, Kane Williamson then, 3-1 in that market. The top English bowler next up then, Stephen Finn is 3-1. Favourite for this, 130 about Mark Wood. 7-2 for Adil Rashid, and David Willey is 7-2. Obviously, we saw Willey make his debut at Southampton. He looked reasonably impressive, Anthony.
He did, and you just took the words out of my mouth. That's the man I'm going to go with. Left arm, of course, swings the ball back with a new ball, a different angle, a different problem for the New Zealand batters, and I think that's why I'm going to go for him, for them attributes. He picked up 3 wickets, and I agree with you, I thought it was a really encouraging debut, and he'll only grow in confidence. The ball does swing at Trent Bridge. I know it's the white ball, it doesn't swing as much as the red, but it should swing, and I think that'll really help Willie, and that's why I'm going to go for him as top wicket taker.
OK, then David Willey, the top English bowler, is 7-2. The top New Zealand bowler next then, Southee, 5-2, McLennan is 130, Wheeler 7-2, and Matt Henry also 7-2. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go with Southee. I mentioned, obviously, Trent Brault, we've not mentioned that, he's out of the series now. That's a massive blow for New Zealand. I did mention the absence of Southee and Corey Anderson in the other games. Southee's back now, and he bowled well and got 3 wickets the other day. I was impressed with Wheeler, who came in for Brault. But I'm going to stick with the experience of Tim Southee. He's looking back to full fitness now, and he's the best of the New Zealand bowlers.
OK, then Tim Southee, 5-2 in that market. Man of the match market, we've always got betting on that as well.
Yeah.
Pretty big prices for this ODI. No one had a single-figure price.
No, I mean, I did actually pick Kane Williamson out in the last one, so I was happy with that. I think that landed at 10-1. And the other man I picked that in the third one there was Elliot for New Zealand, because he bats and bolts. So I'm going to, without being boring, I'm going to stick with the two men again, because one, Williamson's in great form, and he did get a wicket the other day. I think New Zealand will play the extra seamer, so he will bowl. So that gives him a chance on both fronts. And Grant Elliott is a man who bowls, but is very destructive at the end. So I think Kane Williamson at 10-1, I think he is, and Grant Elliott at 18-1 are my two picks for the man of the match.
Yeah, that's right. OK, then Anthony's selections in the man of the match market there. Any of the other markets caught your eye for this one? We've got plenty of betting on it again.
Yeah, I mean, all three so far. We've mentioned the century to be scored. I think it started at 5-6, century to be scored in the game, sorry. It's down to 8-13 now. And that's for a reason, because we're seeing centuries left, right and centre from both teams. It is a short price, but I think, again, it's pretty nailed on the way these teams are batting. So that would be one to keep an eye on for punters who like a more of a surer thing. The couple of the headline offers, I mentioned Williamson and Southee to be top run scorer and wicket taker. If you think New Zealand are too short at 4-6, Williamson and to be top run scorer, I think, is 5-1. And
yeah.
Southee and top wicket taker, New Zealand to win 4-1. So that's another way to get involved as well if you want a slightly higher price.
OK, fair enough. Just before we go then, your standout highlight bets for the fourth ODI?
It's short, but it's 100 in the game for me. I think if you look at the series, how it's been, I think it's pretty much nailed on.
OK, then 100 to be scored is 8-13. And we'll be hearing all of the action on Wednesday, of course, in the fourth ODI from Trent Bridge. We're covering it live on William Hill's In-Play Radio as well, so do join us for all of that action. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Anthony.
No problem. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.